This is Talking Up Podcast, and you're listening to Bobby. If you're new here, I would love you to consider subscribing. And if you've listened a couple of times before, welcome to another episode. Episodes like this are made possible by amazing friends, business owners, entrepreneurs, and even sponsors like Zed. If you desperately want to learn the concept of digital art, or you just need a creative, versatile, and vector image, quickly head to his Instagram at ZRick and connect with him at ZDD_Rick. He designs and paints imaginative landscapes. He also sketches wonderful graphics, pictures. So if you're looking forward to any of all I've mentioned, just know I highly recommend him. I've seen him work on different projects, and trust, his offer is extremely rewarding. So follow at ZRick_K. Don't forget. And that being said, let's head back to today's episode. Yes, today's episode is actually the first for the year 2022. So we're beginning the year with gratitude, of course, madness, of course, and resolution. Yeah, fair enough. Gratitude to guest, co-host. We've had amazing people on this episode. And of course, you, the amazing listeners. And I must say the organizers and the advocates, because a lot of people motivate me as well as I do motivate them, I think, to an extent. We're trying. Like I said, our co-hosts and guests, they've been amazing. Shout out to everybody. If I can remember, let's try. Elsie, Esther, Ines, Sheyi, Chisom, Edidiongs, because I've had a couple of Edidiongs on this episode, and I'll have more, trust. Asian Bobby. Bobby's been massive, man. Bobby means a lot to me. And you know that Bobby's my friend, not me. I'm sure you know what I mean. Right. Neptune 3 Studio, guys. Yeah, man, I made my connection there, and I miss you guys. But still on steel. We move now, we move. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, madness. Man, I don't know. It's been ridiculous. The past few days have been ridiculous, because in the world of sports, we've seen transfers, ridiculous ones. I mean, continue going to Aston Villa. I did not see that coming. And as well as AFCON, with Nigeria has been very impressive. We've been at sea, natural, on fire. And I've been looking at these people, Comoros. I've been watching their game. I've watched one, sorry. And I found them quite interesting. And also, like I said, madness, still in the madness area of the year thus far. I mean, 13 days thus far. Twitter ban has been lifted. I won't lie. I was so happy. My friend Camille was tweeting. I saw Camille's tweet and I was like, Are you serious? After 7 months, that's like 222 days or more. But then I just personally, and this is kind of a subjective feeling, I just feel like the ban was a way to like violate human rights. I mean, right to freedom of expression, which is quite essential. And for me, what I'm using to back up this point is because I remember in 2014 or thereabouts, that Bring Back Our Girls hashtag, it was massive. It meant a lot, man. It meant a lot. And that gave the morale, that gave the energy for NSAS. So why the hell are you banning the app or something? Like, but then Tinubu said he wants to continue from where Buhari stopped. So what are we expecting, guys? Like, what are we expecting? So for my non-Nigerian listeners, I'm trying to give you, you know, kind of what's happening. Because nobody, like, say we get plenty non-Nigerian listeners, but we dey struggle, we dey try. I mean, Ghanaians, they love us, so. Resolutions, I'll just say, keep your resolutions simple. Keep them very realistic. Myself, I've tied all my happiness to one single thing, and that's my book. I'm a poet. But it's high time I become an author. Like, I've just been telling myself, yes, I write. But, come on, now for your pocket to put it out there. Do you understand? Show your work. Like, That's all I've been telling myself, and that's the agreement I'm having 2022. Like, show up to where you're supposed to show up, of course, and show off, like, show your work, not show off in the, do you understand, but you're good at this, do you understand, show. And I think it was from Austin Kleon's book I read that, and shout out to, who will I shout out to now, because my sister shared me this, my sister showed me her favorite YouTuber, and then now is my favorite YouTuber. So will I shout out to my favorite YouTuber or my sister? That, well, whatever the case is, shout out to everybody. And that's the love, man. Honestly, I feel like yourself as well, you listening, there's loads of talent you have, and the world wants to see it. Do you understand? So show your work, man. I remember what really gave me the drive, like, more emphasis on this issue, was because I listened to Madara's episode, her first episode of the year, of which she's been on this episode. She was supposed to be on this episode, but it choked for her, so forgive me. She'll come soon enough. Yeah, in Madara's episode, she was like, there's this ridiculous search for your identity. Do you understand? And I think I was in that phase as well, where you're trying a lot of stuff, you're trying to do a lot of things, and then you just forget what you do best. Do you understand? What you do effortlessly. And I really felt that, that was like, right, like, podcast is something that, it's not like I do it effortlessly, no, but I enjoy doing. Poetry is something I really enjoy doing. So this is the love of my life. And I'm living the actual Bobby life. Do you understand? So that self-identity kind of thing, her talk was really, right. Like, yes, that's what's up. So what am I telling myself 2022? I'm telling myself, be time economical, because sometimes you can be wasting our time. Like, time is going, so utilize it, man. Like, do you understand? Of course, I've said show your work, and to you, I'm telling you, keep your resolution simple, because this year I'm not saying I'm not doing much, but what's my much is not your much. Do you understand? Like, my much is I'm going to publish my book, right? And that's much. That means much to me. Like, and much can mean something different from you, to you rather. And that's what it's all about, you know. Be consistent. Like, what's even giving me this morale is because I'm already speaking to editors. And if you know any good editor that you can recommend, please do. Because I don't know. Let me know. I've been getting ridiculous offer, but let me know. Speak. Let me not speak before they go. during the process of writing my book, I'm speaking like it's already out. I'm speaking confidently, yeah? During that process, it was all about consistency, like waking up to write. Even like, I struggled with sleep, I must confess, but that was on a positive note, do you understand? When I spoke to Simeon about it, Simeon was on the last episode, don't forget. That was Talking Christmas, yeah. When I spoke to Simeon about it, was like, why you want to even sleep safe when you know see suppose you know the raw matters? And yeah, I was like, so it's not only me that's struggling, like, okay, he is also doing this. And we're kind of connected because he's doing copywriting, and we're looking towards that. So yeah, guys, just stay positive, stay strong, stay disciplined, never give up. I mean, all the basic stuff that you hear every day, I'm just coming to reiterate it, like, just so it to stick, so it to be in your head. And I'll tell you to reward yourself, honestly, because days where, like, I won't say I've done the most, because, I mean, but I don't try, do you understand? I just try to... something special, pancakes, wines, you know, all these pancake wines, you see to my poem, so, like, so, just wait to download, like, take your time, do you understand, book? And by now, I'm never supposed to be saying, subscribe, do this, share. I mean, we've built a connection, so why are you doing this now? Why are you doing this? Right, I hope we have a 20. Let me take my time to say this. I hope we have an amazing 2022. So peace and love, guys.